Hey families, welcome to this episode of Into the Portal, an ongoing story for kids and parents presented by Elevation Church and eKids. In this podcast, you'll hear a thrilling tale of mystery, adventure, and intrigue. Stick around after the podcast, because afterward, we've got questions for your family to answer together, related to the main topic of this season. Our team hopes you enjoy this episode of Into the Portal. See you on the other side.
Previously on Into the Portal.
Captain K. Rook, a.k.a. Captain Crook, wanted on 16 planets in the Andromeda Galaxy for theft, bribery, kidnapping, and arson. Reward? 1 million monies. Offered by the Planetary Alliance of Andromeda.
That doesn't mean anything. Are you kidding me? What more proof do you need?
I know people, Dex, and Captain K isn't bad. She's probably like Robin Hood, taking from the rich and all that.
You can't really believe that.
I have bypassed the door locks. We are no longer locked in!
Great, let's get out of here. We need to talk to the police.
I'm staying.
What?
Captain K told us to stay here, so I'm staying.
River, please.
You have been boarded by the ISS Excalibur. Come with me.
You're the police? Thank goodness! I think we're in trouble, sir.
Are you captives or crew?
We're crew, under the Honorable Captain K.
Wait, what? No, we are—
And as members of the crew of the SS Apollo, you are under arrest by the powers of the Planetary Alliance of Andromeda. You have no rights. You cannot speak unless spoken to. You will be provided a legal representative selected by the Alliance.
Wait, no, you don't understand. She's mistaken. We aren't crew. She just got her words mixed up. She's not very bright, are you?
I said crew.
Take them to the docking bay for transport.
River, what have you done?
Captain K took care of us when we needed help. I'm not going to turn on her because there's someone claiming to be the police.
I don't even know where to start with what you're saying. One, we didn't need her help. We were fine. Two, these guys are the police. Didn't you see their badges and their guns and their super official uniforms?
Captain K told me that space pirates often pretended to be authorities, so people give them what they want.
That doesn't make even a little bit of sense. Nothing Captain K says makes sense. She's playing us, River. Why can't you see that?
Dex is correct. When searching through the SS Apollo records, I discovered it has been renamed approximately 28 times, and none of those names are legally registered with the Alliance.
So what does that matter? They changed names. Big deal.
River, why in the galaxy would a ship need to be renamed so many times? It's just more proof something isn't right here. They're avoiding being recognized by the law.
We've reached the deck. You will remain here under guard while we search the rest of the ship.
Check the brig.
What?
Check the brig. They're keeping the president in the brig. I was trying to help him. Please make sure he's okay.
Confirm this is true. Go and stop the attack. If the president is on board, we cannot risk him coming to harm. Yes, sir.
Where's Captain K? And Skipper?
She's probably planning a way to save us all from these pirates.
Okay, never mind.
Sir, we found the president. Mr. President, are you all right? How can we serve you? Do you need the med bay?
Captain, thank you for your excellent service. I'm okay and unharmed, though I am hungry. I only want to return home to my family and my planet.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. We will prepare your personal transport to take off immediately. Come with us. You'll be more comfortable waiting there, and we'll have food brought to you as soon as possible.
Thank you, Captain.
Right this way, Mr. President.
Mr. President! Wait! Mr. President!
Dex, what are you doing with the arrested members of the crew?
There's been a misunderstanding, sir. I was trying so hard to get to the comm base, sir. But then we ended up locked in a closet and the police arrived. We could really use your help, sir. Please.
Of course, of course. Soldier, if you will, please bring Dex and his little robot friend with us.
And my friend River, sir. Please.
And his friend River.
Aye, aye, sir. You three, follow me.
I'm not going.
You are coming with us, like it or not.
You can't make me.
I'm not asking. We are sticking together. Once we get to the president's quarters, we can talk this whole thing through.
Fine.
Here you are, Mr. President. Please, let me know if there's anything I can do to make you more comfortable.
Thank you, soldier. I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yes, sir. I'll be posted right outside should you need me, sir.
Thank you. Now, Dex, tell me what happened. How did you get caught up in Captain K's crew?
Because River told the police we were part of the crew.
It's the truth. Captain K treats us like the crew.
She does not! She gave us a nice meal and then sent us to our rooms like children. She never let us go anywhere alone at all, and she hasn't been telling the truth.
You don't know what you're talking about,
children, children. Let's just all calm down and figure this out.
Why should I even listen to you? You're with the pirates.
River, that's rude. This is the president of Engrosso. I told you about him. They were keeping him captive in the brig.
He's lying. Captain K said we were saving the planet.
He's not lying. Captain K stole the Star of Engrosso to sell for herself. She kidnapped the president when he tried to stop her. She's the pirate.
Dex is correct. Bioscans indicate this is...
Francis Montoya.
President of Engrosso.
I don't... That's not... Captain K wouldn't...
It's hard to know who to trust sometimes, especially when they appear to be so kind. But waiting is wise, and I'm sure we'll learn the truth as it reveals itself to us.
Captain K did seem great at first, River. You weren't wrong. But now we know the truth. We saw the wanted poster, the police came, and the president told us.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
It's okay, River. Why don't we all get some rest? The police will return us and the starving Grosso to the planet safe and sound.
Great idea.
I guess. Let's go get some rest.
What was that? River? Did you hear that?
River appears to be gone, and we appear to be under attack again!
What? River's gone? Where did she go?
I got no idea!
Mr. President! Mr. President, what's going on? Why are we under attack, and where is River?
I don't know, my boy. Let me talk to the guard. Soldier? What's going on? Soldier! Soldier!
Sir? What did he say?
He's left his post. We must be under attack, and they need all manpower handling the defenses.
If he wasn't there, River could have snuck out no problem. She's probably gone back to the SS Apollo.
That is a problem.
We can't leave without her. We have to go look for her.
Patience, my boy, patience. It wouldn't be wise to run off into the fray when we aren't sure of the primary target of attack. The ship is rumbling, yes, but it's a big ship. We won't do River any good if we're caught up in battle.
But she could be in trouble.
She is in trouble, Dex. But right now, the best thing we can do to help her is wait for our guard to return and follow his lead. The police will know what to do and how to retrieve her from the SS Apollo.
I hate waiting. It feels like we're useless.
I know. But trust me, Dex, this is our best bet to saving your friend.
Okay, sir. That's wise advice. We'll wait.
Captain K? Captain K!
Well. Look who's back. Where's your little friend? Dex.
Dex. And he's not coming. I need to talk to Captain K. What's going on? Why are we fighting?
The captain is on deck directing the battle. We're about to break away from these Alliance scum.
Alliance? I thought they were pirates.
Oh, yes, of course. That's what I mean. These pirates are pretending to be Alliance. They're scum either way.
So, can I talk to Captain K?
She's very busy, plotting our escape and all. I can take you to the deck.
Focus all firepower on their side shields. We will force them to disengage from the Apollo. As soon as they do, we'll hit the hyperdrive.
Captain K?
Ah, River, it's nice to see you came back. Watch out for those cannons!
What's going on? Why are we fighting again?
Well, sweet girl, I'm determined to break free of these pirates and getting us to safety. We have a promise to keep to the planet, after all. Where is your friend?
Dex didn't believe me when I told him about the pirates. He chose to stay with them.
That's a shame. But I'm glad you recognized the truth. I'm happy to have you as part of my crew. You're like the daughter I never had.
You mean that?
Of course, sweet girl. We've almost broken free! A couple more rounds! Prepare the engines for hyperdrive! Set coordinates for Lumine Prime!
That means a lot to me, Captain K.
Last round! Fire! This is your last chance, River. I'm glad you're here. But if you want to go back with your friends, you have to go now. No hard feelings. River, what are you going to do?
I'm staying. How can I help?
Stay here with me. I told you you have captain potential. Watch and learn.
Yes, ma'am.
We are free. Punch the hyperdrive in 3, 2, 1, go!
What was that? What just happened?
Mr. President, I'm here to report.
Go ahead, Captain.
The SS Apollo broke free of the ISS Excalibur. We were unable to obtain the Star of Engrosso before they jumped to hyperspace. We will first return you to the planet and then follow them.
Do you know where they are going?
Yes, sir. We captured their coordinates before their jump. They are going to the planet Illuminate Prime. It's known for its smuggling trade market.
I'm familiar. Captain, I need you to make contact with my family. But afterwards, I'm coming with you.
What about River?
She is on board the SS Apollo. Her choice to remain with Captain K makes her a fugitive. She will be arrested with the rest of the crew.
River, what have you done?
It's okay, my boy. I'll do whatever is in my power to help your friend.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad I listened to you, or else I'd be a fugitive now too. But I really need to bring River home.
Mr. President, we need to depart immediately. I must return to the deck to command the troops. Let me know if you need anything during our travels.
Thank you, Captain.
Well, this trip has been a lot more than I bargained for.
It's okay, Dex. These challenges are how we learn and grow. Now buckle up. You don't want to be standing around when we punch it into hyperdrive.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
I know you are, Dex. Now get set. Because here, we go!
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Into the Portal. Now we want to use this time to talk about our main focus for this season, making wise choices. This season, River has been making impulsive or quick decisions without waiting to see what kind of person Captain K really is. Here are our questions for your family. Do you think being patient is a wise thing? Is it hard for you to be patient? Why or why not? Parents, lead the way by answering the questions first. Then encourage your kids to answer. And this weekend, come visit us at one of our many locations or check us out at elevationchurch.org. See you on the next episode of Into the Portal.